All right. With us today, we have Laura Peña, who joins us from the Rio Grande Valley. Laura is the director of the ABA project, Pro Bar, South Texas Pro Bono Asylum Representation Project. And we also have with us today Carolina Rivera, who is a federal advocate and liaison attorney at Clinic, joining us from Dallas. And today they're going to tell us about what's going on at the border, all the constant changes, and making sure that we're all updated on what is happening there. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, everyone. So we want to start with a little quick questions to gauge how we are in the room. Also, I'm sorry about my voice. It's going to be raspy for the whole presentation. It's what I have right now. So if you can please raise your hands if you've been practicing immigration law for at least 1 year. Okay, keep your hands up, please. 5 years? 10 years? 15? 20? Okay, great. Thank you.
Round of applause for the 20 plus.
Yes.
Our OGs, original gangsters,
I know,
you've
right?
stuck with it. So really grateful for you all building out this bench for us.
I know, right? And especially for sticking with it through all the changes. And then who does removal work in the audience as well?
Removal defense. All right.
Okay.
About half.
And who here represents children in USCIS or removal?
All right. Also about half.
Who practices on the border?
We got some border. I have some Pro Bar colleagues here. Shout out to them. That's about half of them.
And who practices criminal law, immigration, stuff like that?
Oh, muy pocos.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Just wanted to see a little bit about how we were all around and then start with what we're going to talk about today.
Sure. Do you want to go through our overview for today? Can you see this?
Yes, I can.
All right, wonderful.
So we're going to be talking about border issues, right? CBP-1, parole, trauma-informed lawyering, what it is, how we can be in trauma-informed, survivor visas, minors in immigration system, Cuban AOS, and Operation Lone Star. So our presentation is focused on humanitarian relief, so we try to do a little bit of everything. The next panel will be touching base on asylum law, so we are not going to touch that much. We're just going to sprinkle
yes.
with asylum law.
Our amazing colleagues, Erica from St. Mary's is probably here. Oh, right. You're right here, front and center, Erica and Zoe from Las Americas in El Paso. We'll be digging into the circumvention of lawful pathways and more of the stickiness around current expedited removal. Oh, in addition to Operation Lone Star, I'll bring you some updates from the state legislature here in Austin and where some possible state immigration enforcement laws may be passing.
Fun
times. All right. Let's get this started. Okay, this should be available in your briefcase, but I wanted to highlight an excellent resource. You know, the border, a lot of the issues that folks see in the rest of the state of Texas start at the border. So being familiar with the ever-shifting policies and laws that happen on the border is really important. So the American Bar Association Commission on Immigration, which oversees Pro Bar and our other sister projects, issued an updated border primer. So you can grab this with the QR code. Or you can download it from your briefcase. But just big picture, you know, in May, Title 42 ended. Yay, Title 42 ended. And some of you may remember, or at least, you know, I live in Brownsville. Pro Bar is based in Harlingen in the Rio Grande Valley. You know, there is a big to do about the end of Title 42. The borders were going to be open. We were going to be flooded with people. And, you know, we even saw some military tanks show up on our streets. And what happened? We didn't see that, right? That did not become a reality. But what took its place You know, the next panel will talk about the circumvention of lawful pathways. Were additional barriers, were additional systems that replaced Title 42?